This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State universities are preparing for deep budget cuts. CPR's Grace Hood reports.
Facing a nearly $4 billion budget shortfall starting next fiscal year, the General Assembly's Joint Budget Committee recently posted initial recommendations. Those include removing funding for capital construction and eliminating a 3% salary increase for state university workers. But some universities are preparing for even leaner times. At a University of Colorado Board of Regents meeting Wednesday, CU's chief financial officer said campuses are planning for budget cut scenarios ranging from 5 to 20%. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Parks officials in Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson counties say the coronavirus lockdown has led to more visitors than usual. The increased foot traffic is damaging trails and hurting natural resources. Officials say stay on designated trails and obey all restrictions. Colorado is getting more than $2 million from Washington to help the state's mule deer and elk herds. CPR's Natalia Navarro says it's part of a $24 million push for big game habitat conservation in the West.
CDOT plans to use the money to install fencing to guide wildlife under State Highway 13 north of Craig. Officials say the project will reduce wildlife vehicle collisions and protect a migratory corridor for mule deer and elk herds.
It is warm across Colorado, 91 degrees, sunny and breezy in Pueblo, 66 in Vail, 80 in Denver.